is Brian.
Hey, Brian. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
My favorite girl from Local Splash. I'm
good. I'm glad to hear it. So what's going on? What questions do you have?
Well, we started the advertising. I don't know how to check on it, I guess, or haven't talked to anybody about it, but just wanted to make sure it's all up and going because we had Google and Facebook that we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let me just take a look here because it looks like they did go ahead and you uploaded the ID. They triggered the last text message to you from Evident for you to upload your ID on the 1st, right?
Yeah, I guess something triggered it because it said it was released on the Facebook, but I never heard anything about the Google, so I just want to make sure both of them were going.
Yeah. Let me take a look and see where they're at with that. Give me just a second here. Let me squeeze in there and see what's going on. Okay, so yeah, it looks like it is live. And then the Facebook ads are going, so that's good. And how have things been? Have you gotten, let's see here, it looks like the last call you got was on the 26th from the call tracking system. So it does look like you've gotten some calls here as well. Okay. A couple of things
sometimes those calls are your competitors, too, so just so you know.
Okay. Well, we do have – if you let us know when a competitor is calling you, we have the ability to block them. You can literally just send – you can text the number over and say, block this number, and we'll block it. Because we don't always know when it's a competitor, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have a way to always know that because we're not listening to every single call. But, I mean, they do block all of the standard ones. But if there's a call that you receive that you know is a competitor, you could just text the number back in and say, hey, please block this. It's a competitor, and we'll take care of that for you. And the advantage here is that it blocks it across all destinations for all clients. So you're actually doing a favor for all of Local Splash clients. So.
Well, they haven't been bugging me a lot. There's just one that will call once a month. I'm just letting you know that call could have been that competitor.
Okay. And do you know who is it from? Do you know if it's...
I think it's from 411. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, because it's kind of blocked off. Local or whatever it called, 411.
It's 411 local. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they call themselves.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
they
haven't been pestering me or anything, but one guy will just call back to see what am I thinking so far. So I'm still with you guys because I just got to give you guys a fair shake because it takes a while.
Right. Right. And I do show, it does show here that you guys have received. Okay. So there was a call. It looks like there was a call received, on 2/26 that there was a message sent to you. Do you cover Cumberland City from Renee Brake? It doesn't show me that one was answered.
No, that's actually a future customer. So.
Okay. Cool. Awesome. And then David Williams. On 3/9, top of the day to you, I want to inquire if you do countertops fabrication and install. I will send you the measurements and drawing to start.
That would have been another potential customer too, so.
Okay. Did you get to speak with that guy?
I don't think so. I can't remember why at the time. But Renee, I've been working with her. She's probably going to order her cabinets through somebody else, but she wants me to still install them and oversee the whole project.
Okay. Awesome.
So it's still a good thing anyway.
Right. And you can go in through the dashboard and you can view all of those calls.
And I have.
Okay, cool.
You know,
awesome.
I have looked at them. I just wanted to make sure about the advertising portion of it.
Sure, of course. And I just wanted to make sure that you know that you have the access to that. Not everybody knows that they have the access to that, so that's why I just wanted to make sure. Okay?
Yeah, because I've actually used that to look back to make sure I haven't missed anything that I need to be checking on, but or just to see how it works, you know, too.
Right, of course. Yeah, you always want to make sure that you're on the up and up and everything there to make sure that it's all coming through properly. So,
yeah,
absolutely. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure of that because we do have like a, we even have like a little tutorial that, that we can send over to you if you need any additional guidance on it. But if you're good on that, then that's perfect. And then what other, let's see, everything else looks good. Do you have any other questions?
No, I think the only thing it brings to mind that there's a possibility I might have used that number that you guys assigned to me and put it on one of my Facebook ads because I keep thinking about what Renee told me. She found me on Facebook because I promote my company on there quite a bit, but she called the local splash number, and it might be because I actually was using that number to make it so that it seemed like I was local because of my other phone numbers from Iowa.
That's exactly what's helpful about that number and what you should be doing for sure, yes.
Yeah, so that just helps me. I'm going to go in and change a bunch of stuff and put that other number in there because I've been using my personal number that I've had forever and ever, but then, like you said, that's an Iowa number, and it's not, you know, that throws people, too, because they're used to seeing their normal prefixes locally, what they are, so.
Right, right, yeah, they do look forward to that local, and it does help, it's proven to help with you know, getting clients, and then, of course, with retention and things like that, so,
right. So
definitely.
I need to go in there and start tweaking that in that way. Because I started getting a few calls, and I think that's exactly what I did that one time, and that was helping getting calls, so, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's all designed to get help you get those calls and put them where you want them and stuff like that to get everything going.
Right.
And they've got these ads. I'm looking at your ads right now, too, the ads that they have going for you. They're pretty nice ads. I don't know. Have you actually seen the ad?
No, I haven't seen any of them yet.
Okay, let me see.
Is there
see.
A way to send me
yeah,
a couple
I'm gonna,
links?
I'm gonna,
I'll look at them when I get to my job site.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find a way to do it. I'll ask the team. I know that you can go into the dashboard and you can click on Facebook
the dashboard?
Ads. Yeah, if you click on Facebook ads, you'll be able to see them in your queue.
Okay, well, I can do that, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. And there's one, two... Okay, they've got it three, okay, four, five. They've got five different ads up, five different designs. Yeah, so.
And then this is just designated for my local area then, right? That's what we're doing.
For the target, the areas that you're targeting. Absolutely, and it's got the link directly to your website listed right there as well, and it has that. Plus, we honor our heroes and seniors with a 5% discount for military veterans and seniors over 55 always. I actually am the one who worded that for you, so.
Well, thank you very much.
I put the always with the exclamation so that they could see that that's super important. So, and if you want to make any changes to it or there's any, like, anything that you want to add to that, we can definitely do that. And there's, like, a little button right below your Facebook ads that says request change, and you can click that, and you can just punch in whatever you want, and then it goes straight to the team, too. So that way you don't always have to have a call unless you want, okay?
It's like my comment box, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look them over. I'm at the job site. We don't have real good reception there, but now she's got Wi-Fi, so at least I've got that to work with so I can get in there and look them over when I'm on break. Because, of course, you got to take a break once in a while because his body hurts. You just got to rest. So
yes.
I look forward to those breaks.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you let me know if there's anything else that you need, and I will go ahead and get everything moving forward for you, okay?
Yeah, because overall, I've got a lot of work coming in. I was just curious about the ads, so that way
Perfect.
We'll keep it coming in.
Yes, we sure will. All right. And as soon as that Google Guarantee is ready, we'll let you know right away so we can get those going, okay?
What's that now?
The Google Guarantee.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, they're still putting the final touches on that, just waiting to hear back from Google on that, and
everything
is right in line.
So the Google ones are not airing so far, it's just the Facebook at this point?
The Google local listing is running, and then the Facebook ads are running, Google ads, Google Guarantee ads at the top, the third position, that one we're just waiting on the final confirmation.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, that should be rather soon, because I think it's been about 2 weeks since we started this thing, so.
Yep. You're pretty quick with it, you know. The terms and conditions do state, you know, the max of 4 to 8 weeks, but again, you were super quick with turning everything in, and we already triggered the one text message, the evident ID needed. That is the final verification for the background check. So it should be in
right.
a day now.
You know I turn everything in quickly, don't you?
Why? So you don't forget?
No, so you aren't going to say, so I'm not that guy, you know?
Yeah.
The guy that's always dragging everything and making everything slow. I'm not that guy.
I appreciate that very much.
That's the only way you get results, so, and I know it.
It is, absolutely. We got to work as a team here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
I got to retire someday, so I got to hurry up and make my money.
You hurry up and make your... Do you have somebody who's going to take the business over for you when you're done?
The two boys that are involved with me, they really don't know anything about it, so they're going to have to step up to the plate if they're even thinking of it. So it'll just be me and then whoever else I get to finally help me, just because
mm-hmm.
I'll be able to design kitchens and that for quite some time. It's just the installing part that is gets hard because it's... I'm 59 now, and it really beats me up sometimes. So I've just recently lined up a massage therapist and a chiropractor, and that's my maintenance now. So I'm just constantly going to be going to them just to stay so I can move. So,
right.
Because otherwise I get so beat up I can't even hardly move around. It just gets too painful.
Yeah, it's important to get that stuff in early. I see a chiropractor and massage therapist regularly as well.
Yeah, so I just got the team put together here a little over a week ago, and it's already making a difference. But I already told them that they're hired full time because we're a team too. Because I said I'll be coming to see you on a regular basis because I hate pain like anybody else. I don't like pain.
Right, I understand. Me neither.
Yeah. None of us like it, and I can't eat ibuprofen for candy forever, so I gotta have relief so I can quit taking that too.
Yep, it's very, very true. I know a guy who does the hyperbaric chamber. He does that. One of my clients does that pretty regularly.
What's that?
I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like it's like really, really cold, crazy cold air, and yeah, it's designed to like help the body heal as well.
Oh, okay. Well, I signed up with a massage therapist that's a licensed one, so we can do needles, stones, all kinds of stuff. So we have all kinds of options on the table with that one.
Nice. So you're gonna do like what's that called? It's
acupuncture.
Acupuncture. That's the word. Yeah, it was coming around.
if it comes to that, I'll do it. So far, we haven't mentioned it. Right now, she's just doing, I'm doing hour massages at this point, and they call them therapeutic massages. And so we're just targeting the areas that are really, really bad, which is basically my shoulders and my whole back. So it's a pretty broad area. So,
right. Well, regular treatment there and then ice in the evenings really helps things out.
Right. Well, even the chiropractor said to put heat on it at times, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll lay a heating pad underneath me and turn it on, and I'll fall asleep.
That's good. Yeah, my for my back problems, my chiropractor says I have to stay away from the heat because it just kind of like irritates it a little more. It feels good in the moment, but then like 30 minutes later, it's like swollen because it's hot and, you know, different things. So each injury is different.
Then you're probably walking around the house like me. Oh, God, this hurts.
Yep.
This is horrible. Oh, God.
Sure am.
It's mostly in the morning for me lately. It's like it makes me almost not think I'm going to get through the day, but after I'm up for like an hour, I start getting limber enough where I don't, it doesn't hurt like that. And then I think, okay, I can get through today.
Right.
Because it's terrible when it hurts so bad when you're just trying to sit down and do paperwork and it's so bad you can't hardly concentrate. That's not good.
Right.
Because you're trying to focus and you can't.
Yeah, it can be very, very tough, that's for sure, absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, it was real great all through the winter. I didn't do anything. I was just getting fat and getting my pony keg and everything, and I was doing good. And then I go back to work, and I go on my regimen again. I'm losing all that extra fat and everything and getting slimmer, but boy, I'm in pain. I gave up one to get the other, so...
Right.
But yeah, that's easy to make that food baby grow when you're
enjoying yourself there, huh?
And I don't buy a lot of stuff that's fattening. I just cook a lot and I like my food, so I just eat a lot.
Yeah,
so
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So I'm not eating candy or anything. I was just, I would say the calories also came from the beer because I was trying to kill the pain at times, and I drink quite a bit of, I like mango cart. Beer.
Oh, okay.
And it's my go-to, and then every once in a while a bottle of Riesling or Moscato would help too. So it's like, okay, I gotta quit doing all that stuff because not only was it making it kind of feeling better, but there's a lot of calories and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't drink. I took 8 years sober yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I know it works.
You're
for
welcome.
Some people. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm not, it's mostly what pain that makes me think about it, but if I'm not hurting and I'm okay, I might have a beer and that's it.
Right.
I had a dad and a sister that were very bad alcoholics, but at least they don't drink anymore either now.
Well, praise God for that.
Yes, much, very much so.
Yes, yes. All right, well, I'm going to let you go, Brian. I will talk with you when I have another update, and it was a pleasure taking care of you today. If you need anything, you have my number.
Just remember, every time you talk to me, it's going to be a happy call, okay?
It sure is, and I really appreciate that. It does make my day.
You betcha. And it makes me smile knowing I make your day, so I'll keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And don't forget to go into your dashboard and look at those ads when you get a good reception, okay?
Oh, you won't. Don't worry. I think about it. I really want to see it, so I won't forget.
Okay.
I'm curious.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.